Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A celebration of Russian music, or at least in part, happens this Saturday as the Monroe Symphony Orchestra and the Monroe Symphony Chorus perform the closing concert of the 2012-13 season. With a preview of the performance titled From Beethoven in Russia with Love is Monroe Symphony Orchestra conductor Clay Couturio. Clay, glad that you could join us.
Great to be here, Bob. Thanks.
Glad that you are here. And as we round out the 2012-13 season, something that is very familiar in the name of Beethoven, but also taking on compositions from Russia in this performance coming up Saturday night.
That's right. We have three wonderful works. I'm really thrilled about this concert. The first work on the program is Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, which is nicknamed Pastoral. He wrote 9 symphonies, and this is the 6th one. It is what's called program music. There's absolute music and program music. Absolute music is just music for its own sake, and there's plenty of that in Beethoven. But this one he wrote program notes for, and a little story for each movement. People may recognize this particular symphony from the movie Fantasia. Walt Disney fell in love with this music so much that he used it in that movie. There are about 6 segments of different cartoons in that movie, and one of them uses this Pastoral Symphony.
What do we know about the times of when Beethoven wrote this? Because 6 out of 9, so what was any background on what was going on with him at the time when he put this together?
Sure. Well, there are... musicologists put Beethoven into 3 periods, an early, middle, and late period. And as many people know, he eventually lost his hearing. He went deaf.
Right.
By the time he wrote the 9th symphony, the choral symphony with Ode to Joy, he was totally deaf. And this was in the middle period, which he had already recognized that he had a hearing problem. And he had really never came totally to terms with it, but he had written down a statement about it earlier, or around his 3rd symphony. And by this time, he'd already been dealing with it for a while.
There's also a work from Prokofiev.
Yes, Prokofiev, the Russian composer. It's called Lieutenant Kiji, and it's a suite from the... it's actually film music. There was a movie called Lieutenant Kiji, and there's a great story to this. The story is that there was an officer in the army, the Russian army, that made a mistake, and it went up to the higher-ups, and no one in the higher-ups wanted to tell the Tsar what the mistake was. It was a big mistake. So what they did, they made up a person. His name was Lieutenant Kiji, and they put the blame on him. But so when you tell a lie, of course, you have to expand on it, and it becomes worse and worse. And they made up this whole entire life of this made-up character, Lieutenant Kiji. His romance, getting married, and the Tsar became so enthralled with this person that he said, I want to meet this guy. And so what do? Well, you have to kill him off.
Right.
So that was part of the story too. And so it's really, in a sense, a Russian comedy to a certain degree.
How does the piece reflect the movie?
Just like in any film score, the moments in life of Kiji is set to music.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I was saying, there's the birth of Kiji, and then that's in the first movement of the suite. Then there's romance, he falls in love, and there's a wedding, going off to war, and then eventually his death.
But it's all based on someone who never existed.
That's right. That's the whole gist of the story.
And another selection, a third and final selection coming up tomorrow night.
Yes, the last work is by another Russian composer, Alexander Borodin, probably not as well known in general to the public, but this particular piece will be. It's called Polovetsian Dances. It's from his opera, the Prince Igor. But most people will recognize the tunes from the musical Kismet. And in particular, Stranger in Paradise. The theme used for that is straight out of Polovetsian Dances. And I'm so thrilled to have Debbie Chandler bring the Monroe Symphony Chorus to perform with us on this particular work.
Something when you can involve the community even greater by bringing the chorus in to join you in a performance like this. Share on that aspect of bringing two groups together and creating a great sound for our community.
Well, I think it's important for arts organizations to collaborate with one another. We've tried to do that with in many different aspects, with ballet, Delta Ballet, and we've done it several times with the chorus, and it's been great for us to work together on both sides coming together and working as one.
Performance coming up this Saturday, Jack Howard Theater?
Jack Howard Theater, 7 p.m. this Saturday. And if you still need tickets, you can call the Monroe Symphony Orchestra office at 812-6761.
And also a lot of great things going on with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Of course, this is the closing concert for the 2012-13 season. Fiddlin' on the Vine is a benefit for the Monroe Symphony Orchestra that's coming up very soon. Share for a moment on that.
Sure. It's a wonderful fundraiser we have. If you are interested in just tasting a variety of different types of wines and having a good time listening to great music, we'll have many of our symphony musicians there. This is an event for you.
Play, with this being the closing concert, it's been a great season. Some of your own personal highlights from this past season.
It really has been. I've been very thankful for our audience. We've had great audiences and become in large numbers this season, and I've been really thrilled with that and hoping that continues tomorrow night. In particular, the John Williams concert that we had last month, I was so pleased to see people bring their kids and have families come, because it really is a family-oriented type of entertainment.
And that concert, of course, a lot of familiarity, so a lot of fun, and looking forward to more great things on the way with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, as well as the chorus. Clay, if someone, again, would like to find out more information about tomorrow night's performance, how could they do so?
They can call the Monroe Symphony Orchestra office at 812-6761.
Clay Couturio is the conductor for the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. The performance from Beethoven in Russia with Love coming up tomorrow evening. Clay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.